Blog Talk Radio.
Preserve means to keep me or protect me, O God, for in thee do I put my trust, my soul. You have said unto the Lord, you are my Lord. My goodness extendeth not to you, to the saints that are in the earth, amen, and to the excellent, in whom is all my delight. The sword shall be multiplied that hasten. Hasten means to move quickly after another god. Their drink offerings of blood will I not offer, nor take up their names into my lips. The Lord is the portion of mine inheritance. Inheritance is the property that you receive from your birth. Of my cup, thou maintainest my lot. Thou maintainest my lot. The lines are fallen upon me in pleasant places. I have goodly heritage. Remember, a heritage is what? The property that you receive from your birthright. I will bless the Lord, whom have given me counsel. My reign here means his consciousness, his mind, and what is in his heart. Also instruct me in the night season. I have set the Lord always before me, because he is at my right hand. I shall not be moved. Therefore, my heart is glad, and my glory, my glorious praise rejoices. My flesh also rests in hope, for you will not leave my soul in hell. Amen to that. Neither will you suffer the Holy One to see corruption. Amen to that. Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is the fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. I have read to you Psalms 16 in its entirety, verses 1 through 11. I pray that our Father in heaven give us an understanding of his word. Right now, see, I am going to say a prayer, and then we are going to go to our lesson in the book of Luke, chapter 17. Father, please let me stay focused right now. I am angry at an article that I read. And after I finish reading a lesson for the day, I will share it with my followers, the few that I have. Let's say our prayer and look to heaven if you will. If not, it's okay. I will say my prayer and you say your prayer along with me. Our Father in heaven, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. For you have done so much for me in my lifetime. I cannot thank you or say thank you enough. Thank you for delivering me from all the things that the world say that I can do. I now know by reading this Bible that I cannot murder, that is, have an abortion. That's murder. Our government says we can do that. Not only that, it's okay for people to go to church on Sunday. That is a man-made law. And Father, my intent is to follow your laws. Those people opening up churches on tomorrow, Sunday, and calling themselves preachers, they are breaking the law themselves and causing their parishioners to do the same. You said the fourth commandment says to keep the Sabbath day. Now remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. I am an overcomer of that sin. I now go to church whenever I do go. On the Sabbath day, I worship you on the Sabbath day. And I thank you for that, for opening my mind to that. And I pray that you will open all of Israel's mind in the United States. And that's the majority of us black folk who were birthed in the South. The slave ships brought us to Virginia in 1619, the 400 years are coming up shortly. Is this why they are intentionally poisoning the black communities? I don't know. But Father, you take care of that. Father, I ask you and I thank you for keeping natural and disasters as well as chemical disasters away from Detroit, Michigan, your blessed city. Thank you for sane, sound mind with excellent health. And again, Father, as I listen on the phone or as I'm talking, I hear this background noise. I ask that you make it stop. I understand that Satan has power over the airwaves, but he should not be afraid of what I have to say. I humble myself before you, my Father, and I surrender myself to you, not to Satan. Perhaps this is why he's interfering with my prayer. Let me not pay attention to the background noise that is going on the radio as I speak. I thank you, Father, for allowing me to have the Feed My Sheep show on the internet. And I thank you for each and every one of my listeners. I ask that you help them to bring their children and grandchildren to listen to my program on the Sabbath morning, although they can go back and listen to my program on Blog Talk Radio. And I pray that it is everything that I say and not where every 10 seconds you don't hear my voice, and then you'll hear my voice. It comes and goes. I ask that you stop that. I understand Satan he's afraid of you, Father. Make him stop interfering with my program or all black programs. I say this prayer in Yeshua's name, a.k.a. Jesus. Amen. Let me tell you, sheep, this is the Feed My Sheep show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Sabbath day, everyone. The only day in the Bible that tells you to keep the Sabbath day holy and rest. You'll find that in the Ten Commandments. Read the book of Exodus found in the Old Testament, chapter 20. I think it's verses 3 through 17. As well as in the book of Deuteronomy 5. I think it's verses 1 through 17, I'm not sure. Sabbath is observed starting Friday evening. So it started yesterday, Sabbath day, and we are in it now. It will end at sundown today, Saturday. The only day that we are to observe and keep holy, the Sabbath. Sheep, I want you to have your three P's handy and ready to write down. After I finish reading the lesson, I want you to go to a program or a website, and I want you to read it. I hope that it will bring you to consciousness and wake up your mind, and then do something about it. The law seems not to be doing anything, but we need to do something about it. Us black and white folk together, although I have discovered by reading this Bible that in the genealogy of Jesus, the white man is not there. Esau's name is not listed in the genealogy of Jesus Christ, and that was a shock to me. The genealogy of Christ, you'll find that in Matthew chapter 1 and in Luke chapter 3. I was simply shocked when I see Esau's name listed in chapter 3 of Luke, verse escaped. I was just plain shocked. I don't know where the white folks come from, but I now know where we come from. And I was reading, I had said about a month ago, since I read that, I was wondering, where do they come from? So I was saying, some people over in other countries, over in the Middle East, should know. But I was shocked to hear that there were black people in Jerusalem before they were taken away in 70 A.D. And they were replaced with white people. The Bible tells us in the book of Revelation, chapter 2, verse 9, as well as chapter 3, verse 9, those who say they are Jews, they are not, but are the children of Satan. Read that for yourselves. That's who they are. And this is one of the reasons why there will always, or there's going to be constant problems in Jerusalem or in Israel. Those who claim Israel, they have stolen our identity. Let me stay focused and read. Let's turn your book of Luke, chapter 16. We're going to be reading about Yahshua. That is Jesus' name, Hebrew name. And, of course, the Edomites, the Adumian, or the white men, all three of them are the same. They changed his name to Jesus. Today's lesson is about Yahshua, or better known as Jesus, warns of offenses. And offenses are violations of the law. And you say, well, what law? The law of Moses, as well as the prophets. I want you to also write down Matthew chapter 5, verse 17, where Jesus says, I did not come to destroy the law or the prophets, but he came, I'm trying to remember verbatim, but he came that the laws, everything should be fulfilled. So that's one thing that I want you to know. Plus, I want you to know for your children, write this down, because as a child, I remember this. Ecclesiastes 12 and 1. That's spelled Ecclesiastes 12, verse 1. It tells you to remember the Creator in the days of your youth. So, people, young folks, while you're young, remember that the days of the Creator while you're young, while evil days come not. When you get older, you tend to get sick. But I'm thanking God right now that I am in good health. Where it says, remember now the Creator in the days of your youth, while your evil days come not, nor the years draw near, when you shall say, I have no pleasure in them. I thank my Father in heaven for blessing me with good health, although Satan has tried to attack my health on several occasions. So let's read Luke chapter 17 about the warning that Yahshua, also known as Jesus, warns of us of offenses. Luke chapter 17, verse 1. Then he said to his disciples, that's Jesus, that's the he, it is impossible, but offenses will come. But woe, woe means sadness or something bad unto them through whom they come. And that reminds me of the Flint water crisis. Woe unto them. Verse 2. It were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck and he cast into the sea than he should offend one of these little ones. Well, when I think about Flint, over thousands of people, I forget, is there 100,000 in population has been not murdered, but they have drank that Flint water. And that's, we don't know what the outcome will be. Verse 3, take heed to yourselves. The word heed means pay attention to yourselves. And I'm reminded here of the word offense. That means to upset or insult one of those little ones, any of those little ones. That's in verse 2. Let me go back and read, start at the beginning, because I have interrupted myself. And I pray that I finish reading this with chapter 17 within the next 20 minutes. Start at verse 1 again. Then said he unto the disciples, it is impossible that offenses will come, but woe unto him through whom they come. It would be better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck and cast into the sea than he should offend. Offend means to upset or insult one of those little ones. Verse 3, take heed. Heed means pay attention to yourselves. If your brother trespass against you, rebuke him. Rebuke means to correct him. Just tell him you've done this and you've done that, whatever he's done. And if he repents, forgive him. Repents means if he says, I'm sorry or I apologize, go on and forgive him and mean it. Verse 5. And the apostle said unto the Lord, I remember I told you last Sabbath, look up the word Lord. I'll tell you what it means after I read this scripture, verse 5. And the apostle said unto him, Lord, increase our faith. Hold on a second. I'm going to tell you what the word Lord means. If I can find my notes, because I had it here. Oh, here it is. The word Lord means someone or something having power, authority, or influence, or a minister, or a ruler. And that's what the word Lord means. So, that's the title they are calling Jesus. But he does have that, but I prefer that they would have left his name in the Bible, Yeshua. They went and changed it to appease themselves, not me. Verse 6, and the Lord said, if you had faith as a grain of mustard seed, you might say unto this sycamine tree, be thou plucked up by the root, and be thou planted in the sea, and it should obey you. But which of you, having a servant plowing or feeding cattle, will say unto him by the by, and by the by means by the way, when you come from the field, go and sit down to meat, and will not rather say unto him, make ready wherewith I may sup, that's make ready for him to make his supper, and gird yourself, that's like change your clothes or get ready, change yourself to serve me, like change your clothes to serve him, till I have eaten and drunken, and afterward thou shalt eat and drink. Verse 9, do not think that the servant, because he did the things that were commanded him, itrow, T-R-O-W, that means to think, or say, believe not, or I think not. Verse 10, so likewise, you, when you shall have done all the things which are commanded you, say, we are unprofitable servants. We have done that which was our duty to. Verse 11, and it came to pass, and as he went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers. And lepers are a disease that you carry on your body. And sometimes it breaks off limbs on your body, like a finger, a thumb, or a hand, or a nose. He met these lepers, which stood afar off, and they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, go show yourselves unto the prophets, and, excuse me, unto the priests. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God. Glorified means to praise him. In my mind, I can see him jumping and shouting and thanking God. Verse 16, and fell down on his face at his feet, at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. Do you remember the woman at the well where she said that they had no dealings with the Jews? But this Samaritan praised Jesus for healing him, and I would have too. And I do praise him for healing me. Verse 17, and Jesus answering said, where were there not 10 cleansed, but where are the 9? There are not found that return to give glory. Glory means praise to God, save this stranger. Except, save means to accept this stranger. And he said unto him, arise, go your way. Your faith has made you whole. And when he was demanded of the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come, he answered and said, notice right here, verse 20, there's a shift where Jesus is now with the Pharisees. It says, and when he was demanded of the Pharisees, and you know the Pharisees are the men who criticized Jesus were teaching Moses' laws as well as the prophets. I also read that the Pharisees were like a political group, like you have the Republicans and the Democrats. So that's what I'll add to the Pharisees, because I have always told you that they were criticized. They criticized Jesus for keeping Moses' law as well as following the laws of the prophets. Okay, verse 20 again. And when he demanded, of the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, "The kingdom of God cometh not with observation." See, I read this Bible twice. I never knew that. I never saw this or understand it. But now that I'm reading it, because I'm doing what God told me to do, I see it. I see that it says the kingdom of God cometh not with observation. So you're not going to see it according to what it said here when it comes. He may be here listening to me now. I don't know. Verse 21, neither shall they say, "Lo, here," or "Lo, there." For behold, the kingdom of God is within you. You get that, sheep? Now I know the kingdom of God is within me, because I now follow the rules and principles of what Jesus told me to do. He told me to feed his sheep. For 27 years I didn't do it. And by the way, I want you to listen to, go to the Feed My Sheep show and listen to my first broadcast. I tell you why I'm doing this. And not only did he tell me to feed his sheep, but he said to minister unto the people. So I was wondering, why would he say the people? He should have said your people, but he said the people. He made a distinction there to me. And let me stay focused and finish reading. You know how slow I read. I'm going to start at verse 22, but I do want you to get what verse 21 says. At the end, it said, "The kingdom of God is within you." Verse 22, and he said unto the disciples, the days will come when you shall desire to see one of the days of the Son of Man, and you shall not see it. And they shall say to you, "See here," or "See there." Go not after them, nor follow them. For as the lightning that lighteth out of one part under heaven shineth in unto the other part under heaven, so shall also the Son of Man be in his day. And I said to myself, how would that be? And the word television popped into my mind. So I'm thinking that we are going to observe Jesus on television. We're all going to see him at one time. Verse 25, but first he must suffer things and be rejected of this generation. And as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it also be in the days of the Son of Man. Well, the days of Noah are here today. Verse 27 explains, they did eat, we do eat. They drank, we drank. They married wives. But I have not had an alcoholic beverage in about 6 or 7 years since I started doing this program. I don't drink. I would like to sometimes, but I don't, because it's not good for me. Although I think the Bible says I could drink some wine, a little wine, but I don't drink like alcohol. And let me get off of myself and focus on what this Bible says. Verse 27, they did eat, they drank, they married wives. They were given in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and the flood came and destroyed them all. Likewise, also, as in the days of Lot, they did eat, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, and they built. But the day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from the heavens and destroyed them all. Even thus it shall be in the days when the Son of Man is revealed. And don't be surprised, people, that the Son of Man is going to look like us black people, because that's what he was. He didn't make him, he made him out of the ground. The ground is brown, or the dirt in the ground is brown, or if you dig far enough, it's black. It's not white. So I've already told you before, the white Christ picture, that's a lie. Don't look at that. That's idolatry. Don't be a part of that. Let me read, and starting at verse 30, let me read on. Even thus it shall be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. In that day, he which shall be upon the housetop and his stuff in the house, let him not come down to take it away, nor he that is in the field, let him likewise not return back. Remember that. That's a warning. Remember Lot's warning. Remember Lot's wife. That's a warning. Read in Genesis chapter 19, verse 26. The angels that came down, they looked like men, and they told Lot to get out of there. And he took with him his wife and his two daughters. But his wife looked back, and when she looked back, she turned into a pillar of salt. But you read Genesis, G-E-N-E-S-I-S, chapter 19, verse 26 for yourself. I need to go on before my time runs out. Verse 33, whosoever shall seek to save his life shall lose it, and whosoever lose his life shall preserve it. I tell you, in that night there shall be two men in one bed. Oh, the one shall be taken and the other left behind. Two women shall be grinding together. And grinding, that means to crush. They're going to be crushing probably wheat together. One shall be taken and the other left. Two men shall be in the field. The one shall be taken and the other one left. And the last verse, 37, and they shall answer and say unto him, where, Lord? And he said unto them, let me read verse 37 again. And they answered and said unto him, where, Lord? And he said unto them, wheresoever the body is, thither. Thither means to that place will the eagles be gathered together. That is the reading of Luke chapter 17 in its entirety. In that last sentence, that means that they're going to be dead bodies, because that's what the eagles hover over. They're going to have a meal of dead bodies. They might not want to do that. And I want to share with you, sheep, before I go off the air, make sure you write this down. I got angry when I read it. It's called naturalnews.com. Let me say it again for you. If you like, I will spell it for you. naturalnews.com. If you go to the library, if you don't have a computer, but I want you to look this up on the computer, it tells you about, and this white man put this in the news because his life is on the line. The Edomites, Idumeans, or the white men, they kill you. They will kill you when you bring out stuff on them. It talks about the cover-up murders began in Flint, Michigan, where there was a water treatment plant foreman found murdered, as well as a young black woman who filed suit against the state for the water, against the Michigan state government. Now, President Obama said that he had our back. But if these people can go and find this, that there is a cover-up and that they are intentionally poisoning not only the Flint community, which was over 60% black, and other people, it's also happening in other communities around these United States. The Idumeans and the white men, they are preparing themselves to have water. They know that they need water, so they are hiring emergency managers. President Obama, if you're listening, or if your people are listening, the emergency managers took away the state of Michigan, the entire state, voted not to have them, but the Republican governor and the Republican Senate and all of those in Michigan overruled the people of Michigan. We voted not to have an emergency manager, and they were all black who went in to do the dirt to black communities. Investigate that, please, and find out the truth, President Obama, and if they were wrong, get them out of the office within the next month or two, I pray. Let's say a closing word of prayer. Our Father in heaven, we, your lost sheep, thank you for all the things that you do for us, especially your constant protection from the evil one. We thank you for leading us not into temptation and delivering us from evil. We thank you for giving us this day our daily bread and forgiving our debts as we forgive our debtors. In Yeshua's name, also name is Jesus, I pray. Amen. God loved you. I loved you. But God loved you more. And with God's will, I will be back with you next Sabbath day. And I pray that it's His will, because it is my will.
Father, help your children. Don't let them fall.
And I pray that you're protected
by the side of the road. And teach them
dangerous
to love one another, that heaven might find in their heart. 'Cause Jesus is love. He won't let you down. And I know we've got to walk on through temptation, 'cause His love and His wisdom will be our helping hand. I know the truth and His word will be our salvation. Lift up our hearts.